What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast. Going? Mitch Fry.
Thanks,
the man himself.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, dude. He's
trudged through the monsoon to get
here. Yeah, exactly. We'll get you a little closer to that mic, mate. Just keep a...
Sorry? Never done this before.
Yeah. Just keep a dick full between you and the tip of the mic there.
Popping my cherry?
Yeah.
Good times?
A dick full?
Yeah, a dick full. About 4 inches.
Well.
Six if you're lucky.
Second biggest I've had. What's been going on?
Not a lot, mate. Just missing spots at the club.
Yeah, what happened?
I kept my phone on, like, ready for a call all day. Got to, like, 2:30. I was like, yeah, they're not. They're probably not going to call me up. Sweet. Just went and enjoyed my afternoon after that.
Ripped a bong?
No, not even. I wish. I fucking wish,
dude. What are you doing? Drinking?
Just playing video games.
Oh. Why couldn't you make it in?
Didn't have my phone on loud.
Oh, well, that's your fucking fault, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sort of. No, I mean...
What do you mean?
Hit me up at 4:30 for a 6:30 show.
Yeah?
I wasn't expecting it. Anyway, it is my fault. You're 100% correct. But I checked my phone today, this morning. It's like, 4:30. I was like,
so you didn't even know you lost the spot?
I didn't even know I lost the spot, until this morning. Elliot was like, oh, it's all right. Fucking...
This is all inside baseball to me. I haven't seen
any of
that.
Yeah, that's what the whole fucking podcast is, basically.
Inside with
beers. Yeah.
I just sign up for the Tuesday open mics, and that's all I got going.
Did you do the Halloween show last year?
I didn't do the Halloween. I did the roast.
Oh, yeah.
Went against Joel. Got absolutely fucking anal.
What happened? Give us a breakdown. What went wrong?
I thought I wrote some good jokes, but you've got to be able to perform them. Like,
that's every open mic, isn't it? I was
real comfortable up there.
Yeah.
And I'm a nervous, shaky wreck. So, yeah, just got fucking reamed.
Fuck. What was your best one for Joel? What'd you have?
Well, I fucked up, like, my good ones.
Right.
Because, you know, like, sometimes you do a joke and it has to go in a certain order.
Yeah.
Or you fucked it.
Yeah.
So, the punchline was having Joel as a psychologist would be like having... See, I fucked it again. I would prefer to have... Fuck, I got to remember these.
This is what we want.
Yeah. I'm just glad it's someone else instead of me for once.
Yeah, well, Mitch Fry's probably smoked more bongs than you.
Yeah.
not recently, but I have had a few episodes. Probably get into that later.
Yeah.
So how's it go? Something about Joel...
Having Joel as a psychologist is like taking swim lessons from Matthew Perry. But I started the line backwards. So
taking swim lessons from Matthew Perry.
Yeah. It was like I didn't have Matthew Perry as the last two words of it.
Right.
And that's sort of the punch to the joke.
It's Matthew Perry. It's the reveal.
So I started the line, started on it, got it the right way. But once you've started,
you fucked it. Yeah. Joel would have smelt blood in the water straight away.
Yeah, Joel was just calling me a fried cunt for 5 minutes.
Pretty accurate, I suppose. What can you do?
Half of the course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. Drove up with Leo. We run all our jokes by each other before we got here.
Yeah.
Then we rushed across to your show at the Stag, which was great.
That was a very funny opening that you had. Because Leo went on before you at the Stag, didn't he?
Yeah. And Leo went on first.
Yeah, and he did... What was the joke he did? Something about... Fuck, I can't remember it now.
Commando pants.
That's right, something about his pants, yeah. And you're like, he ran it by me in the car on the drive up, and I didn't have the heart to tell him it was shit.
Yeah, and then I pulled it out when I was bombing later to say I told him my jokes in the car.
Yeah.
But then Broden got on and I'd just done two abortion jokes, which went down fine, which is surprising. But he was still in roast mode, so he did a joke that was like... basically, the punchline was Mitch's mum should have had an abortion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because, you know, that's fairly pointed, the crowd was like, ooh, and then Broden proceeded to bomb for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was great. Fuck the little cunt.
And then he was standing in front of that guy that got up that wanted to heckle him, and he was looking for his opportunity, and he just never got it.
Oh, when Broden took his seat.
Yeah, yeah, Eddie's and was mate like, gonna, got up there and yeah, told stories.
Did some TED talk on.
Yeah, yeah.
This, I did not like that guy.
Yeah, he was an interesting cat. He was yeah doing like Dave Goggins stuff. Just get your life on track and
yeah
be kind to everyone. And
like, cunt, fuck off. You've done open mic once. And he's like, all the comedians are like, what was he saying? Or this isn't going well. Or like, you shouldn't say that if it's not going well. And like, trying to give pointers on comedy. I'm like, cunt, it's your first time on stage.
He gave a full review of the show.
Yeah.
Went through everyone.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I've been up here a while. Should I do a joke? And then Eddie's like, yeah, do a joke. And I'm like, no, fucking, what are we doing here? Get him off.
Didn't he pull out a street joke and then
yeah
couldn't remember it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then fucked off.
Great.
And then welcome to the stage, Ethan, yeah. to wrap the night up.
Wish thanks. I was there. I'd have just yelled at, no, fuck off.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
But it was good to do two sets in one night. Never done that before, so it was
yeah
good experience.
At least you and Leo got out of roast mode, because fucking Broden, Jesus Christ, he was just teeing off on everyone.
Yeah, he can't help it.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking autistic tick for him at this point.
Yeah.
Well, we'd all continued in Leo's van with the blacked out windows on the way over there. So
yeah. See,
we were roasting each other on the way over there, and
yeah
Broden just couldn't get out.
Yeah.
But Leo went well. He's actually, I reckon, hit a new level. Like, he's, every time I've seen him on stage lately, his first 3 minutes just fucking kills.
Yeah.
Have you seen his Caged Chickens?
Yeah, it's good.
So he's doing good. He's doing raw this year.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Yeah, he's a white male. He won't win.
No, absolutely not. The only thing he's got on his side is he's like that goofy dad, like fucking.
Yeah, right.
There's not much teeth.
Yeah.
As far as that goes.
Yeah, he looks like a sitcom dad.
Yeah, absolutely. He's like my dad, actually, in the car on the way there. Like, we've
yeah
got the duality of, like, all I want to do is fucked up jokes. And he's like, oh, you shouldn't hurt people's feelings. And
you've got Broden in the car with you. So they're like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck everyone.
It was great. His missus was there, too. He got to bomb in front of his missus. So that was fun.
Yeah. It's not the first time. Seen it happen.
Yeah. We've all done it.
The last roast thing that we did with Eddie at the Stag, and Broden got heaps sentimental at the end and was like, thanks for everyone.
Yeah. Big poof.
Yeah, then he got roasted for that. It was pretty good.
That lost him the roast, I reckon. He was winning.
Yeah, you can't be doing heartfelt at a roast.
Yeah. Nah. What about Ronan? Has Ronan done a roast yet?
He did the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pulled out of this one. That's why I got the spot. Got the late call up.
Well, yeah.
Thanks to Adam Ronan for pulling out of the fucking roast.
Why did he pull out?
I don't know. His mum should have. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah,
his dad should have. Fuck. I'm fucking retarded.
You got the same problem, Ida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done too many drugs.
Just chromosomes mainly.
Yeah. I've noticed since I quit smoking weed, I've sped back up again. Like, yeah.
Sped is not the right word to use. I'm full sped now.
Yeah. It's a lot more switched on again. It's good.
Yeah.
Wish the fucking nightmares had stopped.
You're still getting nightmares.
Still getting nightmares. Just stressful dreams. Waking up in the middle of the night. There's no fucking spoons.
How long have you been off?
I think 3 or 4 weeks. No, longer than that. Maybe 6 weeks now.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like, yeah, those first 2 weeks are fucked.
Oh, dude. Like,
your dreams are psychotic.
Yeah.
And I was sweating through my sheets for, like, 3 weeks after
yeah
I quit. Just, and, like, because I was still kind of, like, fucked up and manic, I was like, oh, yeah, I started having saunas. That's probably it. Like, yeah. No, you're in withdrawal, cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Not putting two and two together at that stage.
Yeah.
No, I was in no state to be making sense of anything.
Way more fucking, I've got like, yeah, way more fucking energy and motivation lately, though, since I've quit.
Been jerking off again?
I was always doing that. Probably too much, to be honest. Dialed it back.
Having them
weak
wanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
They're very great.
Good. Drugs will make you wank hard.
And
yeah. Often. Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you get on that fucking bad gear.
Yeah.
Just having speed wanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You get a lot done.
Yeah,
the feelings are hard because you're right into it, but you cannot come.
Nah. Yeah. You're just in your own head. You're like all of a sudden doing math. Fuck.
Counting the strokes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did speed at Ethan's 21st, and that was like the first warning sign that I've got ADHD because it didn't really do much for me. It just improved my cognitive ability.
Yeah, you were just calm.
I was like calm right down. I was fucking having like deep and meaningful conversations with people at the party. It was great.
The first time I did speed was in Thailand.
Yeah.
Like not speed, but they got these like diet pills.
Yeah. They've got some crazy fucking version of speed over there, haven't they?
Yeah, well, what I had, like, had no reference to the dosage, but what had happened was I like lost my passport on the plane on the flight over from Bangkok to Koh Samui.
Ooh.
So that was fucked.
Yeah.
Got to the hotel. They wanted my passport for like a scooter.
Yeah.
And went looking for it. Just fucking panicked. Just in fear.
Yeah.
Started drinking because that's what you do.
Yeah.
That'll solve it.
You're like, let's make this bad situation worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been there.
We're going to the full moon party that night, which is like another boat trip over from Copenhagen to Koh Samui to Copenhagen.
Yeah.
And my mate had put his passport forward for our scooters.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to that and I was just pissed drunk. Fucking just still like in the back of my head panicking, but like just trying to pour alcohol on it.
Yeah.
And my mates went home without me.
Left you on the island?
Left me on the island. I'd called through to the actually my mate called through to the airport to organise the passport to come back. And because he's like, I'm just a complete fuck up.
Mm.
And he's the one that basically organised my life at that point.
Yep.
And they've fucked off without me. I've gone to the top of Copenhagen and done some mushrooms on top of the speed.
Yep.
Got back early in the morning, just smashing Red Bulls, but not making it back to my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually got back to like our bikes, but didn't go in the hotel. Drove to the airport, drunk on speed on mushrooms, got my passport.
Oh, you found your passport?
Yeah. I went to the airport, found the guy, said, they said my passport would be here.
Yeah.
So I've got that, but I must have just looked like an absolute junkie.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, you got me fucking passport for me?
Absolutely. Like, I just didn't have the dosage down whatsoever. I think I took like five of the diet pills in the first.
Holy shit. Five?
Yeah, five. And like more throughout the night as well.
Yeah.
So I was chewing my jaw off.
Yeah.
It was just a fucking mess. And all the hotels over there seem to be like called Barn something.
Yeah.
So I drove the moped back to the wrong hotel.
Just going past all the Barn Me shops, just like, fuck, it's one of them. Is it the mushrooms or is everything Barn Me over here?
So this is a weird bed. You're like, that's a sandwich, mate.
Yeah, so I got back to some Barn hotel, but it wasn't my one.
Yeah, okay.
But I knew I wasn't in the right hotel, but, like, in the state I was in, I sort of got a taxi back to our hotel, walked in, boys are in bed, broke the safe because I was trying to, like, get me money out of the safe to go get pissed again.
Yeah, okay.
Came back at 11 o'clock in the morning and the moped was missing and I was, you know, sped out and fucking on mushrooms and just drunk as fuck. So they were going to keep my mate's passport because I'd lost the moped. So I'd, in the space of 24 hours...
You got yours and lost his.
Yeah. It's good times.
You're like, mate, in my experience, to get your passport back, you're going to have to do 5 pills, go and eat some mushrooms, have a shitload of drinks and everything will work out all right.
Universe will take care of it.
Yeah, you get your fucking passport back.
Honestly, shouldn't have left you on the fucking island. That's on him.
Yeah, that's
on him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Like, two mates named Daniel, so, you know.
Oh, there's your problem.
Yeah.
You never trust a Daniel.
No, they're both fucked.
So they end up getting the moped back, or you find it?
Yeah, it was like two streets over. It was they called over to one of the other barn hotels and like, yeah, we've got your moped here. No worries. Really wasn't a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I spent, I guess, 14 days in Thailand on fucking diet pills. Yeah,
that's fucking, that's
I left
wild.
At 92 kilos, come back at 80.
Oh,
fucking hell, Mitch, you should go to Thailand.
Dude, what's the name of those pills?
Go to Thailand and ask for diet pills.
Yeah, yeah. I will. Just fucking, yeah,
you gotta be careful these days, though, because you get stitched up.
Yeah,
next minute, you'll be sucking dick in a Thai prison.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the worst thing to ever happen, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, my mate did.
Could be an African prison.
Yeah, well, that comes with AIDS, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bigger dicks over there.
Yeah, way bigger dicks.
What happened to your mate?
He pashed a ladyboy over there, like, had no idea about it. Like, I had my one sober night there, took the camera out, I'm just taking photos. I was well aware we're in a ladyboy bar.
Yeah.
And that's actually why the two Daniels matters is I can tell this story and have deniability. Just like, to his missus or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was the other Daniel.
It was the other Daniel. That's
but
perfect.
Yeah, he pashed a ladyboy and then the other Daniel sort of clued onto it and took his birdie was falling in love with into the bathroom and was like, come on, show us.
You've just dropped both Daniels now. Yeah. There's no more deniability.
Both of them were up to some mischief.
That's all right. This podcast has 13 listeners, was it?
Yeah, 14.
Yeah.
We've been up.
Should we roll?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
we
so...
And send it to Daniel.
Took him into the bathroom. Bigger dick than him?
No, he reckons because of all the hormones and stuff have just made him feel great.
Oh, yeah, that's good for the ego.
Good times. I think he still passed her, but that was after he knew, so...
Yeah, well...
I guess both Daniels are fucked.
I'm afraid to go over there. I'd be smashing all of them.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be on a rampage.
I feel like I'd be like, oh, no, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. But then I'm there with them and I'm like, oh, fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, and they reckon like the ones that have had the transition are actually better looking than the ladies over there.
Yeah.
They do all the work.
100%. They sculpt the jaw.
I don't know if you boys watch RuPaul's Drag Race, but like...
No.
Nah. Broden does.
Of course he does.
We've had long conversations about that, actually. No, I'm right into it. I love it.
Yep.
But all the famous celebrities get the I'll say this right, the trans folk.
Mm-hmm.
To do their makeup because they do such a good job of it because they got such a bad starting point.
Yeah.
They know how to fucking polish a turd. I'm not getting in trouble for that one. We'll keep trying. We'll be in the news soon.
Yeah, I hope.
Oh, that fucking pride show.
I want to talk to you about that. Yeah. There was a comment on one of Eddie's.
Yeah.
Photos.
Yeah, Ethan's in hot water.
Yeah, apparently people have been calling you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been called out.
I've never been called
never.
Out.
Never.
No one's
not
ever
once.
Said anything to
They've me. Had plenty of opportunity. Yeah. Never. Yeah. Not once. But there's people calling you out, Ethan.
I'm getting called out.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. So I did the Pride show, and then they're like, why'd you get Ethan Bentley on the lineup? He's transphobic. He's a piece of shit. He's been called out for it before, and he's...
Transphobic.
What was the quote? Unapologetically garbage. Which is a great name for a fucking show.
Yeah.
I think that'll be my first hour.
It does describe you to a T.
Yeah. You could also just name an open mic that as well.
Yeah, it's not going to be great to fucking bring a crowd in.
No, the problem with that is like half the people on that open mic think they're good.
Yeah, well, there's a bit of that. There's a lot of that, actually. That's 75% of open micers.
Yeah, absolutely. First time I jumped, I was manic at the time, but first time, I fucking killed that. It's just
you had a good set your first time. I remember your first set.
Just give me one sec.
I sort of don't, because I was like,
yeah, you were on another
psychosis.
I remember. You mentioned you were like, oh, I'm going through some shit at the moment.
Well, yeah, I think that was the what saved me is like you say that and people are like, ah, come on, give him a break.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you get one line out and they're like, yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Good on
yeah.
you.
We
it's like the Hannah Gatsby fucking recipe for comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you had like a couple of really good sets in a row. Because it was when I was hosting here, when Ethan and I were hosting here. And then...
Haven't had one since.
Then you had your first bomb.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. It was a bad one. It was a bad one. And you were fucking ready to quit.
I've heard you tell this story three times on this podcast.
He's finally here to defend
it. Let's go through it again.
Yeah. You were like ready to quit. I was like, nah, dude, this is part of it. This is part of it. You're like, oh, no, heaps apologetic. So glad you didn't quit.
Oh, dude, I was just in a shame spiral. Just
yeah, fucking, dude.
Like, I give it to the crowd, just all that shit. And the only reason I didn't was because of people like yourself and Ronan and whatnot that were...
Which is insane that Ronan is the reason, is one of the reasons why you didn't quit.
Ronan's a fucking secret sweetheart. He's...
No, he's not.
No,
he's a cunt.
He seems
he's
like a surly piece of shit. And
that's because he is.
But he does, like, little things. He's like a grumpy dad that, like...
Yeah.
Won't tell you he loves you, but he'll, like...
Turn up to the football game.
Something like that, but what he did for
call
me...
Call you all sorts of names. All sorts of slurs.
Tell you he's proud of you on Christmas, you know?
Yeah, something like that. Well, yeah, the only time my dad's ever told me he was proud of me, we were both on coke, so...
Oh, well.
Something like that. But yeah,
maybe that's what I need to get my dad on.
Oh, dude. He just turned into Hitler.
Which is funny. Your old man... The Jew side? Is that a slur?
Yeah.
The Jew side?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is at the moment.
Side of the family, yeah.
Yeah. It is while they're doing all the fucking parades and shit against the Jews.
What?
Yeah. That's what I call them now. They're parades.
Parades.
Yeah.
Protests.
Parades.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big fucking anti-Jew parade.
Yeah. Old Jared Moore out emceeing the fucking...
Fuck yeah.
Free Palestine parade.
I bet he killed.
Oh, man. So funny. I wanted to get a bunch of comedians together and just go heckle him.
We'd get glassed.
Not if there was enough of us. Just take Bobby.
I don't think Bobby's glass proof.
He's not glass proof, but people would be like, look at
maybe.
The
I don't know, man.
If there was enough. There's not that many people there. And we're not heckling Palestine. We're just heckling Jared.
Yeah, that's true.
I just wish someone had his set recorded. So we could just fucking get a megaphone and just like play it up to him. Like, hello, cunts. You look like you work at JB Hi-Fi. Heckle him.
Where's your lanyard?
That would have been a bit of fun.
Is he fully gay yet or what's
nice.
Going on there?
He's having an identity crisis.
Like, it is just a stop on the way to gay, right? Like, bisexual. Not for you, I guess.
Yeah. I guess
you're
going
to go one way or the other in the end.
That was another thing you got called out about, being bi, but it's not an excuse to be hateful.
I'm allowed to hate.
Yeah.
And I've never been hateful.
Never.
Never, ever been hateful.
You're like Mike Perry in the UFC. Like, he says the N-word and then he's like, I'm 2% African.
Yeah,
you start doing gay slurs and you're like, I'm 2% bi.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to them. You could suck a dick on stage in front of them and then do a joke and they'd be like, no, we still fucking hate this cunt.
Yeah, still a homophobe.
Yeah.
Still a transphobe.
Yeah.
Uses the T slur.
What do you
have
to do to be able to make fun of trans people? Like, are they just off the cards? We just can't do that?
I think you've got to be trans.
Yeah, I suppose.
You have to start wearing a dress.
Yep.
You pulled off that miniskirt at that party. The wig.
I'm sure you would have loved that.
Dude, I would have.
Doing things to you.
Fuck yeah, it's great. Me and my moo moo.
Yeah, ex-missus has had like a trans fancy dress party, which is probably, you're probably not allowed to even do that.
Not anymore.
No.
No.
Why would you? That's cultural appropriation.
Exactly. That's the term I was looking for. Yeah. The cogs were turning.
Yeah.
Haven't been off the weed long enough yet.
No.
But so yeah. What did what motivated you to get off the weed?
it was like I was probably smoking too much and I was worried about getting RDT'd.
Yeah, that was a big one. On the way to work or at work?
Yeah, like losing my license would be fucking world-ending at the moment. Yeah, you can't, like, it's fucking dumb. It's like,
it's dumb the way that they test it. Like, they can't tell if you're actively fucking high when you're driving or it's just like, oh, you had some a few days ago.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, you can test up to 9 days after smoking.
Yeah, what happens if you're on the medical shit, though?
You still lose your license.
How does that work? That doesn't make any
sense. They just test you.
It's the same as drunk driving. You just can't.
Yeah, you can carry. Like, if they get you with weed and you're carrying it, it's fine. But if you're carrying it and you're driving at the same time, they'll test you.
Fucking stupid.
It's dumb. Yeah. They're introducing legislation now to try and get it so that the cops can make a judgment call on you to see if you're.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's fucking stupid too.
Yeah, I know. Because the cop, if the cop just wants to be a cunt,
yeah,
exactly, and they are,
yeah,
fucking most of them.
Yeah, we know one. He's a cunt. Yeah,
he's probably the only one that would let you off on that. Yeah, you're right.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But he's not doing highway patrol, and they're all fucking assholes.
He's actively said to me, I was like, if you pulled me over, would you book me? He's like, yep. I was like, you fucking dog. Yeah. He's like, no, nah, it's my job, man. I was like, all right, fair enough.
You guys ever watch that RBT show on Channel 9?
Yeah.
It's literally just an advertisement for how much the cops are cunts and, like, don't think about the reality of life.
Yeah.
They've just got that one, like, oh, I'm going after the prize. I'm going to get this cunt.
Yeah.
And the way they, like, talk down to them and stuff, it's like, you just don't live in the real world, mate.
Oh, they do. Half of them are fucking... I'm pretty sure if anyone lives in the real world, it's probably a cop. I know what you mean, though. There's no, like, oh, yeah, like, you're fucking clearly going through it. But then again, it's like if you drink... Like, you see some cunts on the road, and they're, like, swerving into oncoming traffic. I've seen it so many times where you're like, holy fuck, cunt. Like, where are the cops in that situation where someone's, like, actively endangering lives on the road, and, like, they'll get someone for 0.01 over... Like, oh, yeah, he's low range.
Special range drink driving, some pee plate or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to some bloke at work the other week, and he was telling me, like, oh, I'm on my pee, so I went special range drink driving, and he goes, oh, yeah, I went 0.17. I was like, oh, you mean 0.017? He's like, no, 0.17.
That's like that's a special range. It's like mid to high.
Yeah, but he also happened to be on his P's.
Yeah, it's three times the fucking
No, it's legal, zero if you're on your P's.
If you're on your P's, but
so you're fucked.
So fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no good. 0.15. 0.3 you can die. So he's halfway to death.
Yeah, well. You do see some of them like they go 0.4 and whatnot and they've gotten behind the wheel.
My dad was one of those blokes who used to drive, like, fucking hammered. He got pulled over once. Me and Tom were in the back.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Then they took him back and booked him. Dad was telling me this story years later. He goes, yeah, they booked me. I did, like, 0.32 or something crazy, like, over 0.3. And the coppers wouldn't believe it. They're like... Because I was standing there. Yeah. Dad was standing there like straight as a post, didn't look drunk at all. It's like, and he was like that. He didn't ever look drunk. He was only drunk once he opened his mouth.
Yeah.
Like once he started talking, you could tell. Yeah.
Well, you don't need to talk to drive, so fucking
yeah, exactly.
Let the man
go. It's fine. Yeah.
He's got it sorted.
I've just got this memory of being like a young kid and the cops just like flashing the flashlight in my
eyes. You were in the back of the car.
Yeah, I was in the back of the car.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That's what arrested. This bloke said that I worked with. He was like, oh, yeah, my wife and kids were in the car.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Glad for you. He's got face tattoos, so what do you expect?
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, no, it's I felt fine. He's like, I don't know if it was the cocaine.
But it helped.
It does help you sober up.
Yeah, he's been a responsible driver.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm a little bit drunk. I'll fucking have a bump.
Rip some lines.
Yeah. I feel like they should lower your alcohol count if you're on coke. They're like, oh, well, it balances out, sobers you up.
Well, that was that cunt that crashed into my ex's car on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd done so much coke and booze that he thought he was the passenger in the car.
Fuck.
He was driving.
You ever just feel like a passenger in your own life?
Yeah. Just heard this massive smash out the front. I'm like, oh, fuck, what was that? Go out there.
Oh, it was a parked car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he smashed into a fucking two-park, like, drove one parked car into the other. So it was a three-car pile-up, and, yeah, he gets out, and he's just like, fuck, oh, I don't know what happened, man. I'm just like, you all right? And he's like... Yeah, I thought I was in the passenger seat. Like, I didn't think I was driving. I'm like,
I just let go of the wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old fucking Salamander Bay.
Yeah. Must have just felt a bit tired. Have a little nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On his way back to mummy and daddy's.
Yeah. Real estate agent's kid. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Absolute shit cunt.
Yep. Those fucking rich kids, man. Aren't they the worst?
Yeah. It was lucky, though, because she blew up her car. The engine was fucked in it. And then we're like, well, you got to pay us out for the car. Like, they didn't know that the car had a blown engine.
So this was a Christmas miracle?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It really was.
That's fantastic.
Some fucking idiots. Real estate agent's son has plowed the Beamer into this old shitbox Volkswagen. And we're like, it's a collector's. Like, you got to... It's purple.
You can't get a purple car anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were like, we're going to take this to court. Like, you better fucking sort it out. And then he just came around with a wad of cash, handed us like $3,000.
Nice.
And I was like, that'll do.
Yep, perfect.
See you later.
Good times.
Yeah.
Settle that one out of court.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this real estate agent had like no fucking teeth, eh? Like, he just looked like the slimiest cunt. It's like... Yeah.
How do you sell property with no teeth?
I don't know, man. I don't know. He did not look the part. He had the suit, but yeah, he was just like, fuck, man.
Like, I'm in no position to buy property, but if some bloke rocks up and he's got no teeth, like, I'm probably getting another real estate agent.
Yeah, I think it was just from Durry's. Honestly, he looked like he had that Durry teeth, like fucking old Tracy on the packet.
I'm heading there.
Yeah, you still smoke Durry's, don't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to quit, but yeah, I'll probably have no teeth at some point. I've already lost one. Like, it's right up the back there.
Yeah. But
the dentist told me that, like, the back tooth behind it will shift forward.
Right.
And that's not what happened. The rest of the teeth shifted back. So, like, have you seen that photo of Tom Cruise where all his teeth, like, the two middle ones line up perfectly with a tooth in the middle?
Yeah.
That's what my teeth are. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, yeah. I see it, yeah. My teeth are fucked anyway. What are you going to do? What are this shit? They're all fucked
I'll take
up.
Mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who needs teeth?
No one.
I got tiny teeth.
Yeah, you do. You grind them?
You've got the British look, but down the bottom.
Yeah, sort of. Like, they're straight, but they're, like, tiny. They're, like, yeah, I don't know what it is. I think I've just got naturally... I do grind my teeth, but it's not that.
You wear a mouth guard?
I do now.
In your sleep?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's sexy.
Is that like Invisalign type thing?
Sort of, similar, but not like it's not straightening my teeth or anything. It's just like a mouth guard.
Yeah, stop your
in case I wake up and want to fight.
You just need a helmet and you perfectly act.
Yeah. Go to sleep with gloves and headgear on.
Yeah. That'd actually be funny.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Let me grab it.
Awesome.
That would be funny for Show Us Your Bits. Just someone in a fucking helmet.
Don't actually address, like, that you're making fun of the Chromers only challenge.
No. Well, just people with soft heads. No, I'm good, thanks, man. Just had a health shake. I'm not dumping a cider on top of that. Fuck that.
How are you enjoying running the stag?
Oh, not very much.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so. It seems like a lot of work, a lot of mentally ill people.
Yeah, a lot of work for little reward. But, nah, it's all right. Why are you handing it to me, you fucking retard?
Because I'm a fucking retard. It took you this long to figure that out.
I've known for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, running gigs is... it's good to do because you get a good understanding of, like, what it's like for other gig runners and stuff like that, like doing gigs and just the stress at the moment of the club doing the roast battle on one and then the crowd work on the other one and then, like, getting people over. But it's been all right for the most part. Like, people can still make it over for the second half. But the problem it causes is all the good acts are over here doing... the show's over here.
Yeah.
So the first half is fucking dire. And then all the crowd leaves.
Yeah. Just anyone like, that goes is, over has to try and pull it out of the fire.
Yeah.
The first half is dire and you haven't got enough comedians. So you're like, all right, like, you can take your time.
Yeah.
Like, we're all good. And then 12 acts fucking rock up in the second half. And you're like, fuck, now everyone's doing 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the first half the other week. I did 7 minutes of trash, so that was that was good. That's the longest I've ever done.
Yeah, I think I'm going to kick it back to just the 5 minutes in the first half.
Yeah.
And assuming people are going to fucking make it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you, like, shifted the time back to a bit later? Or is that...
People can't hang around. Yeah. That's the problem.
Is that the crowd doesn't want to hang around that late. Like, the 8 o'clock start was, like, the shows were finishing at 10. People were... like yourself, driving from, like, the coast and stuff like that. It's like, if you're on last, then it's a fucking super late night for you. And the MC's coming up from, like, Sydney and stuff. If they want to get back, they'll miss the last train. So it's just, made more sense to kick it off a bit earlier. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. The Stag's been fucking quiet, man. Like, just in terms of crowd. Like, punters in the venue. You used to not be able to get a park there.
Yeah, when I started, there was, like... I think there were shows where there were, like, 40-plus people. It was great.
Yeah, it was crazy. It is still filling out, though. Like, most of the tables are full. Like, we have asses in seats. We're still getting a crowd. But they're all leaving at the first half. Yeah. They don't want to sit through it for even for the $50 bistro voucher. They're like, nah.
Not worth it.
Not having this. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about... because it's 200 at the moment to host it, and maybe go on 150 for local hosts, put $50 towards, like, some ads for it, trying to promote it. So, yeah, and then save the 200 if someone's coming up from Sydney to MC it because of the travel cost. So, anyway, we'll see if that fucking gets more asses in seats. See what happens.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like the plane flying competition you had there for the bistro voucher the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Classic, that was rough. Classic, that was hard to watch.
Yeah. Three people throwing paper aeroplanes at the end. That was all that was left in the crowd.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah.
1 in 3 shot at a $50 bistro voucher.
Yeah.
You know, on Wednesday night, our old mate won it with his last line on the sheet you wrote. It was like a comprehension sheet.
Yeah.
Throw it in. Leo, actually, that line wasn't filled out. Leo made that line himself.
Did he?
Yeah. He grabbed it off them and they went, oh, yeah, the last line's not filled out. He said, yeah, no, I'll sort it out.
Oh, wow.
Leo won it for him.
That's why they gave it away. They were like, no, we can't accept this. And then they gave it to that other guy.
Ah.
It was a fucking pain in the ass.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I really didn't want him to get it.
Yeah.
But he's local, so he'll use the voucher, so...
Yeah,
come back to another show, so I guess that's probably all right, as long as he shuts the fuck up.
He's 50-50 whether he heckles. It's about whether he's had more than 6 beers or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a problem.
Did you start doing comedy here, or did you start at the Stag?
Well, I started at the Stag. I just found it online.
Yeah.
Eddie had the Faith open mic comedy thing and found it online. I don't think if you Google search it, I don't think the club necessarily comes up first thing online.
Yep.
So I was just, in psychotic bliss and, this is open mic.
Yeah, shit. You just Googling open mic comedy
In Newcastle, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Came up and went to the Stag, and then everyone was great and told me, oh yeah, come over to the club and good times.
Fuck yeah. Love it. I think I started there too. That was my first set, was the Stag.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
What I originally did was called the Crown and Anchor, and they're like, yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the longest running one, and then it swapped hands, and now it's, thank fuck, it's dead.
Because I knew of that, but I'd Googled that like, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, and then like wasn't in psychosis enough to
so I was in the
actually
back of your
follow
head.
Through. Yeah, and I'd wanted to do it for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I did a couple of gigs when I was like 22.
Yeah.
Literally flew to Adelaide to see a mate and went, oh yeah, no one here knows me, I'll just jump on stage.
Oh shit.
Went did a gig there.
How did that go?
Fine. Let's say fine.
I guess you're like 22, you just
Fortunately,
what jokes are you doing?
Forgot the rape joke, so that, that worked in my favour. But I got laughs, but I think it was mostly from my mates being like, "I
was that?
Absolutely can't believe he's saying this shit."
2015?
Nah, that would have been 2013, 2012.
Yeah, you would have gotten away with a rape joke in Adelaide back then.
Well, I spoke to the MC and I was like, dude, I forgot my joke. And he's like, yeah, definitely don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Pussy.
Yeah, so.
I egg them on. They're like, they got something fucked to say. I go, yes, yes, do that. Do that. And I'm like, really? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. So I can rinse you.
That's the best way to learn. You don't tell people not to do it. You tell them to do it. And then if they figure it out.
You don't learn not to touch the stove by someone telling you not to touch the stove.
It's a different way of parenting, but it's effective.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's fucking hammering down.
Blisters never hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, my big sister's boyfriend had two kids, and the youngest was like 5. And he's like, oh, Dad, what happens if I put my finger in the fan? He's like, do it. Kid's like, oh, okay. He's like, and like he had to like fully jam his finger there as well, so it was like all pressed up and like all like pink. Yeah. And he's hit the fan and it like cut him.
Yeah.
And just started squealing, and he's like laughing. He's like, oh well, that's what you get. Sticking your finger in the fan. And just this look of betrayal on his son's face, just like, what the fuck, Dad?
That's funny.
Yeah. One of my jokes for Joel was going to be that his ex-missus is going to sharpen the fan blades because he's tall. Didn't get to that one. Elliot cut me off.
Yeah.
But this is over.
Yeah. I got up this morning and just hanging out, waiting to make coffees or whatever.
Wanking, yeah.
Yeah, just like starting on the PlayStation. And Tanya comes over to me, bawling her eyes out, And she was holding, she's holding a broken mug of my favorite cup, my Zelda cup. It's like when it heats up, you can see the images. It's Zelda. They don't make them anymore. It's my favorite mug. And she was just bawling her eyes out. And I was like, whoa. I was like, Tanya, this is not a reaction you need to be having over a coffee mug. She's like, but it's your favorite mug. I was like, yeah, but still. Like, you can chill. Like, this is totally okay. I 100% forgive you. Not an issue. She's like, yeah, but I was like, just find me another one. She's like, oh, okay. Goes online. She's
they
like,
don't make them anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, women are stupid.
Yeah, fucking dumb bitch. I got real mad when I found out they don't make them anymore, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit, eh?
Just like crying uncontrollably. I was like, holy fuck, Tanya. She cut her finger a little bit.
Is it that time of the month or she's
no.
Just, yeah, fuck.
She's a really empathetic lady. Just a really nice
missus
person.
Is way too empathetic. It's it's a problem. Because I'm not.
Yeah.
Autism.
Yeah. The puppet master over here.
Yeah. We balance each other out.
Yeah.
She's like, you need to care about this. Oh, okay, I'll pretend to care about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been with your missus?
8 years.
fucking good, isn't he?
She's smeagling me hard. She's chasing that ring. She's her thing lately is she's just been sending me like gifts of like the ring, like
yeah,
a horror movie or
oh yeah,
shit like that. She knows I've got the ring because I asked her old man and
yeah.
Then you know I was a psychotic fuckhead, you know, fucking manic, all that shit.
Yeah.
So it's been like a long time after I've asked her old man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm such a retard. I
need to ask him again.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Nah, he's an ex-bike. He's like he's pretty messed up himself. He's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's been like 2 years. So she's just like, what's going on? And I'm just such a mess that like I can't organise like one dinner to...
You organise the dinner and you're like, fuck, I knew I was forgetting something. It was that ring I left
yeah,
it alone.
Yeah,
I left
dude.
In the car or,
that's what yeah. I did. That's what I did when I was proposing.
Did. Yeah.
Fucking, get we got there early.
Knee. Oh, fuck.
We got there early and I was like, we'll go for a walk. Like, before we go into the restaurant because we've got some time to kill. And then got out of the car and I was like... Oh, fuck. I left the ring in the car. I had to make up some dumb excuse to go back to the car. I was like, oh, I got to go back to the car and grab something. She's like, what? I was like,
drugs.
I just got to get something. I didn't even have an excuse. She's like, okay, I'll come with you. I was like, no, you wait over there.
Gee, I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. That was good. She still acted surprised when I...
It's nice when they play along with your retardation.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's yeah. good.
It's when you know you found the one.
Yeah. She was like, fuck me, I'm going to marry this fucking mongoloid.
Should have just said I got to get the ring, just facetiously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that bright.
Nah.
I was actually going to do it on a cruise that me and my missus went on like 4 or 5 months ago. But yeah. Like the second we got on the cruise, we were just at each other's throats for 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
That was good times.
Yeah.
Should have done it anyway.
Yeah, like, it would have been funny. Yeah. Been just mid-flight. Fuck it, I love you.
Let's do this forever. This cunt, when I was... in Iceland with the missus, he proposed to his girlfriend when we were like under a glacier, like in the ice caves.
What a piece of shit. Like, how do you fucking live up to that?
I know. Just like,
your missus has seen that.
Yeah. And I was like, way to fucking raise the bar for the rest of us, you fucking dick.
Fucking cunt.
God damn it. How am I going to top that?
You're actually going to. Are you going to marry? Georgia, are you actually going to get married?
We're thinking about it, but yeah. It's like, I don't know, are we going to do a big fucking party and everything? Probably not.
No. Do it at the farm.
Yeah, we'll probably just elope. Just go down and get the paper signed.
Elope's the move.
That's done.
No, I, look, we had our wedding. Great wedding. Big wedding. Like, over 100 people. Like... The whole fucking... We did everything we wanted to do.
Mm.
You've just got to be smart about it.
Yeah.
Like, we spent, I think it was 16 grand all up, which is unheard of for a wedding. Even at that time, it was unheard of.
Was like, yeah, that's a big problem, like, for me getting married. Like, her brother spent over 20 grand on his wedding.
Mm.
The sister, same sort of deal. And a lot of our families, like... There's just infighting.
Yeah.
So, like, my family, half of them aren't speaking to the rest, and you've got to invite them all, and then her friends aren't speaking to other friends, and it's just a mess. So
oh, there was family members that I didn't invite. I was just like, no, that is fuck the move. That. Don't I was just don't give a fuck. It's your day.
Yeah.
It's like, it's your day.
Pick like, the one you like better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was like, there was people that I was like, even remotely... If I'm even remotely going to have an issue with this person.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not risking it. They're not coming.
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
it's awkward
is,
next time you yeah. see them, but fuck them. Whatever.
You going to have kids?
Oh, yeah. She wants the kids, man. That's the first thing. She's like hammering that.
Get married before you have the kids.
Nah.
Because then you can get fucked up, have a good wedding night, instead of having to worry about kids.
Yeah, but we're not doing a fucking whole song and dance if we get married.
Yeah, if you get married, you can do it at the farm. You can do it at the farm. Hire a fucking gazebo thing.
Just hire a babysitter. Just fucking do that.
Yeah, true.
Take the kids.
Trust me. It's way, way easier without kids.
Yeah. It's just not going to be a fucking whole thing, I don't think. Because we're both not really, like, we don't believe in marriage. We're just like, what's the fucking point of that? Like, we're together. We don't need a government-signed piece of paper to say, like, we're together.
Yeah. And if you just break up, it costs $1,000.
Does it?
Plus half your shit. Yeah.
Well, it costs $1,000 anyway, yeah. De facto. But.
Yeah. It's $1,000 to get divorced. Like, why?
Why? Now we know why Lauren's still married.
Yeah.
Keep churning out that AI work, Lauren. You can get yourself a divorce.
Yeah. Fucking.
I wonder what she's doing. She should come back, do more comedy.
She's great.
She's doing No Holds Barred.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, she's opening.
Yeah, sick.
That's
yeah.
a good arena for her, too.
100%. She wasn't around for months. I wanted her for the first show.
Yeah.
But she wasn't around. And then she's come back, did a couple of sets. I was like, hit her up. No Holds Barred. So.
Yeah.
Still finding out whether or not we'll be recording that night properly.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at getting more cameras for the club.
Yeah.
Like dedicated cameras.
Yeah.
For here. So that'll be good.
Be very good.
Just in case, the gear's not here. We'll be able to film everything and. Yeah, trying to get more clips out, stuff like that. Get the socials going for the club.
Yeah.
Pack out the shows.
Did you know this podcast on Spotify is classed as educational?
Yeah.
Comedy educational. I was just checking it out. That's fucking mental.
It is educational.
You learn some shit
of what to not fucking do.
Yeah.
Which is basically this podcast. Don't do one of these.
100%.
Well, it is how to not comedy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess you are correct.
We live up to the name.
I said the N-word so many times on this. Like,
dude, some of the shit we've done on here where it's like, if that fucking dumb cunt who was commenting on Eddie's photo actually wanted to get some ammo against you, all she'd need to do is listen to the podcast.
Yeah. But they're not gonna.
No, because she's a fucking lazy hoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking. Stupid, hateful cunt.
Yep. Well, I wasn't going there. I wasn't going to get in a fucking fight on Instagram.
No, that's what they want.
Yeah.
They want attention.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You want attention. Start a podcast that no one listens to.
Yeah. Yeah. But, fuck. What gigs we got coming up?
Well, show us your bits next Wednesday.
Yep. This won't be out in time for that.
No.
But.
Maybe.
No.
Tyler's been on the ball with the edits.
It won't be out.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Then we've got that Saturday, No Holds Barred. If you rock up on the night and you say you listen to the podcast, you'll get tickets for half. Get tickets for half price.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, big call, mate.
Big call.
All right. How much are tickets?
$20.
$10 tickets if you fucking mention the podcast. $10 tickets,
yeah.
And that's, where is that?
Right here, Newcastle Comedy Club.
I thought you was doing that down at, like, Cameron Park or something.
No.
Was there one down there, or what was one that
at,
show?
There was the gig at the Cardiff.
Cardiff, that's
the Leagues Club.
Yeah, Club Macquarie.
Yeah, Club Macquarie.
I don't think I'll do that again.
It's a pity, because that could've side been room. Yeah. Comedy's like, it's hard. Like, there's so much money in comedy if you do it right. But the problem is they don't invest any time or try and make it good. I guess they're used to dealing with bands. Mm. Bands rock up, they've got their own shit, they just fucking play.
Yeah.
And, like, a band can't really bomb.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why musical comedy is an absolute hack.
I'm with you, brother.
I'm not. I love Rummy's stuff.
No, Rummy's great. But Rummy's now moved to doing real comedy.
Real comedy, yeah.
I was talking to him about it the other week at the Stag, and I was like, I'm super impressed that you've got a thing that you just know works, and now you're just jumping in the trenches with the rest of us.
Yeah, it's fucking... What retarded.
Yeah, why would
you? You're like, oh man, I could kill every night and feel great.
Yeah.
Or but yeah, that's the podcast.
Got any new bits?
Fucking yeah, I got a few. Let me have a look. I'm trying to write bits about fucking Tanya does a similar job. She's a receptionist, so she's taking calls all day for a pretty big company, and specifically just about tradies. And they're just
weak
fuckheads.
Weak dogs.
Just like, just the dumbest cunts ever. You're like, what the fuck? Like, what is the call up? Like, I need this done, like, right away. It's like, why?
Not gonna happen, mate.
It's because I forgot about it all fucking week, and now it's Friday, and I need this done on Monday. So now that's your fucking problem, right?
Yeah, that's for sure, me.
Yeah, it's like, fucking hell. Let me have a look. I've been.
I was trying to write this thing about how my girlfriend's an alcoholic.
Yeah,
and like once she starts drinking, she just doesn't have it in her to stop. Like, the train's left the station.
Yeah, on that one.
Yeah, it's just, it's going. But my angle of it is that, like, that should be my job. Like, I don't know if it's just, like, this day and age, like, all the roles are being reversed. You know what I mean? Like, men are in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Women are fucking down at the pub drinking. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I like that you do a bit that's, like, keep winning out of sports as a guy that doesn't like sports.
Yeah.
Just fucking keep him out anyway.
Yeah, I really have no dog in that race.
Yeah.
But I do feel like men need it more than women. Like, we need sport.
You want the men that potentially are going to beat you up to have their outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Imagine if your missus got home from the pub. Where's my fucking dinner? It's goddamn gender reversal.
One time I did make dinner for her, her saying that she would come back from the pub.
Oh, and she didn't?
And she didn't come back from the pub. So I'm just sitting there eating dinner by myself, just kind of like, oh, this is how women feel.
Yeah, were you like a real snarky bitch when she got home too? Yeah. Like,
I made you this nice dinner.
Yeah, dinner's in the fridge, cold now, I hope you're happy.
Yeah, it's been a real bitch about
just
it.
Barefoot and pregnant.
So. Yeah.
I was in a chicken shop the other day. It's Korean fried chicken in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Busan chicken. Fucking check it out.
You're raving about it.
So good. Anyway, bloke's in there with his two sons and Party in the USA, the song comes on.
Yep.
And both the little boys started singing perfectly in tune, in harmony with each other. And it sounded good. I was like, oh, man, that's pretty cute. Like, two little kids singing. And the dad was like, hey, stop that.
We don't do that.
It's gay.
So that's gay?
Yeah. And I was like, you're wearing a cardigan, bro. Like, he was in a cardigan. I was like, fuck, dude. If anyone's gay, it's you.
Well.
It's funny. Yeah. The Party in the USA came on at the Bateau Bay Hotel one night.
Oh, yeah.
And
all the tradies.
Also known as the Stabby. Like, yeah. It's had a few stabs.
Oh, yeah.
And one tradie-looking bloke goes, oh, yeah, fucking good song. But he confused it with a Rolling Stones song because the intro's the same. And, like, just the fucking blush red that happened on him. Oh, no, not this one.
Yeah. They're all mad.
Poor cunt.
I, at work the other week, I did this one on stage last week, coming here after work, and I was on overtime, so working back, it's like fucking good. This guy answered the phone for the guy, immediately starts screaming down the phone at me, and I'm like, righto, dude, I'll have to hang up on you. Hung up on him, calls back, He's like, can I speak to someone reasonable, please? I was like,
I would also like to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, you're the one who started yelling, dude. I was like, you can speak to a team leader. He's like, yeah, 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 someone reasonable. I was like, yep, no worries. I'll put you through to the team leader. And then as I said that, he's like, yeah, and also go fuck yourself. So I was like, all right, hang up on him again.
Yeah.
It's like, call him back, hanging up on him. I'm just like, I'm getting paid $60 an hour to hang up on this cunt. This is great. every time he called up, oh man, it's my favorite.
What an absolute spaz.
Oh dude,
just having a day.
He does it every couple of weeks. I was reading it through. It's like, yeah. Mad's got him. Yeah. It's like,
so he's got a record.
Yeah. He's like, he's calling up for help with a specific service that we offer. And she's like, yeah, no worries. So I'll be able to help you with that. Do you just want to log in for me? He's like, get fucked. Like, she's like, what? Hung up on him.
What?
Yeah, she was literally, it was in a note. It's like, yeah. Advise customer I was about to assist him. He told me to get fucked. Like, what the fuck?
What a lunatic.
Oh, dude. It was great. It was great.
Oh, well, that's a pod.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't get to do any bits.
Yeah, oh, what about you, Mitch?
I'm working on a bit that my dog must think I'm retarded.
Yep.
Because, like, their primal urge is to breed.
Yep.
But they're in the room when me and my girlfriend fucks.
Yep.
So when he sees me pull out, come on her tits, it's like...
You're doing it wrong?
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you're so close.
That's a graphic bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a reason I've been sitting on that for a while, and I'm like, I can't make that work.
Yeah. Oh, give it a go.
That's all you can do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If we've learned anything from this podcast, it's you should try that.
Yeah, you should try that.
We're very supportive.
All right.
So that's the pod.
That's the pod. Fucking thanks for listening, everyone. Check us out, 18th of November. No holds barred here at 5:30. It's going to be a fucking sick show.
Saturday show
fuck before yeah. The showcase. Yep.
Check out my Netflix special, Live from Gaza.
Are you going to be bombing?
Only on one side.
All right, that's the pod.
See yous.